Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 26 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, showing a picture of the jury in the above stated case, and showing a likeness of juror A.H. Hensley. I know A.H. Hensley by sight. I have heard A.H. Hensley discussing the question of whether or not Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan between the death of said Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank charged with the murder of Mary Fagan. Several parties were talking. Some said they thought Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. Others said they did not. Hensley stated his conviction that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. He did this firmly and positively. This took place in Walker and Holmes's office about the last of June, 1913. I heard A.H. Hensley state in Sparta, Georgia, between the time of the death of Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. A.H. Hensley said he had been drawn as a juror and might have to serve. I work for Walker and Holmes. John M. Holmes deposes and states by interrogatories issued under sections 5918 and 5919 of the Code of 1910 as follows. I have examined the clipping from the Atlanta, Georgia of August 26, 1913, showing a picture of the jury in the above stated case and showing a likeness of juror A.H. Hensley. I am personally acquainted with A.H. Hensley, and A.H. Hensley died cussing the question of whether or not Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan between the death of said Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank charged with the murder of Mary Fagan. Several men were in my office. Mr. Hensley was asked the question whether or not he believed Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. He stated that he did. He stated this posey tively and firmly. This took place in Walker and Holmes's insurance office on the morning of June 27, 1913. I heard A.H. Hensley state in Sparta, Georgia, between the time of the death of Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. Hensley stated that he had been summoned as a juror. I am a member of the firm of Walker and Holmes, real estate and insurance. C.P. Stauff deposes and states by interrogatories issued under sections 5916 and 5919 of the Code of 1910 as follows. Zoe,